the trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教。李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us bow our heads while we pray.
现在请低头，我们祷告。
爱我们的圣天父，我们感谢你的洪恩，你保护我们平安到现在，我们现在要开始研究这一课，求主给我们聪明智慧，更是求主的灵感动每一位听众的心，使他们愿意接受主耶稣为他们生命的粮。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Please take your textbook and turn to lesson 26.
请拿出你的课本，翻到第26课。
Lesson 26.
第26课。
The subject of lesson 26 is
第26课的题目是
The increase of knowledge.
知识的增长。
We have mentioned before,
我们在以前曾经提到
that the book of Daniel,
但以理书
in the Old Testament,
就是在旧约里头的
and the book of Revelation,
还有 新约的启示录
yes, in the New Testament, are prophetic books,
都是预言的书。
Many of the prophecies in these two books
这两本书里面的许多预言
have to do with our day
是跟我们这个时代有关系的。
In this lesson
在这一课里头
we will deal with one of them
我们要研究其中的一个。
Remember that Daniel received these visions about 2,500 years ago
我们要记住但以理在得到这异象的时候乃是在将近2500年以前。
Please read with me Daniel 12:4
请跟我一块看但以理书第12章4节。
But thou, O Daniel,
这是但以理啊
shut up the words
你要隐藏这话
and seal the book
封闭这书
even to the time of the end
直到末时
many shall run to and fro
必有多人来往奔跑
and knowledge shall be increased
知识就必增长
in the middle of this verse
在这一节的中间
are the startling words
有一个惊人的词句
the time of the end
就是末时
The end of what?
什么的末时呢?
The end of the world.
就这世界的末时。
Yes, the Bible teaches that this world, in the state in which we know it, will come to an end.
是的,圣经教导说,末时要临到我们所知道的这个世界。
God then tells Daniel two things.
然后上帝就告诉但以理两件事情。
Which will mark the time of the end.
那么这两件事情就表明末时已经来到。
Number one.
第一个。
Many shall run to and fro.
第一个是比多人来往奔跑。
Number two.
第二。
Knowledge shall be increased.
知识就必增长。
Let us consider the first one.
我们首先来想到第一个。
Many shall run to and fro.
必有多人来往奔跑。
This is a picture of people traveling.
这是形容人在旅行的一个图画。
Though there have always been some people traveling.
虽然在每个时代里都有旅行的人。
This sign points to a time,
这个预兆显示出来有一个时候,
when suddenly the numbers of traveling people increases greatly.
突然之间旅行的人就大量的增加。
Also, it gives the idea of traveling at increased speed.
同时它也含有这个旅行的速度增加的意思。
Run here and there.
这个奔跑，到处奔跑。
Not just going or walking to and fro.
不是走来走去。
In olden days,
在从前的时候,
it was very difficult to travel.
旅行原是一件很困难的事。
Roads were poor.
道路不好。
Transportation was slow.
交通的工具很缓慢。
Most people would rather stay at home.
大多数的人都情愿留在家里。
The Chinese had a proverb.
中国人有一句俗话。
Stay home and 1,000 days are fine.
在家千日好。
Travel and every hour is hard.
出外时时难。
A century ago,
在一个世纪以前,
travel on land was by foot.
在路上陆地上的旅行通常是步行的
horseback
或者是骑马
or ox cart
或者是坐牛车
on sea
在海洋里头
it was by small sail boats
就是借助那种小的帆船
25 miles was considered a good day's journey
一天能够走25英里已经算是很好的
then the bicycle was invented
后来发明了脚踏车
If roads were smooth and level
如果路要是平滑
One could travel 10 or 15 miles an hour
一个人一个小时可以走10到15英里
Then we come to the 20th century
然后到了20世纪
Now there is motorized transport
就有这种摩托化的运输了
The motorcycle,
比如说像摩托车
and the automobile,
还有汽车
With these inventions,
由于这些个发明
broad highways are constructed,
跟着来的就是建筑了很多很宽的公路
people can travel 300 to 500 miles a day,
人一天可以旅行300到500英里
Today,
今天
we have arrived at the age of air travel.
我们已经到达了空中旅行的时代。
Man is now even contemplating space and interstellar travel.
现在世人正在想到这个太空甚至星空之间的旅行。
Certainly, modern methods of transportation.
当然实在的这种现代的交通的方法
have made our world shrink in size
使我们的地球的面积缩小了
in the 16th century
在16世纪的时候
men of Magellan's expedition
麦哲伦的探险
were the first to go around the world
他那些个人是最先环绕地球的人
It took them over 3 years.
他们环绕地球用了三年多。
Now, planes traveling faster than the speed of sound.
现在飞机的速度已经超过了声音的速度。
Streak around the globe.
很快的就可以环绕地球。
In only a matter of hours.
只不过几小时的时间就可以达到。
Yes, in the olden days.
是的，在古时候。
People stayed at home.
人都喜欢留在家里。
They knew little about the world beyond their own hometown.
他们对于自己家乡以外的地方的世界所知道的很少。
Then Easterners began traveling west.
然后东方的人就开始到西方去了。
And Westerners began traveling east.
西方的人也开始到东方旅行。
When they saw each other, they said,
当他们彼此见面的时候，他们就这样说，
What queer people!
多么奇怪的人呢？
When my parents went to China in 1909,
当我的父母在1909年到中国的时候
It took them 6 weeks by steamship
他们坐汽船用了6个星期
To cross the Pacific Ocean
才渡过了太平洋
In the little town of Anhui Province
在安徽省的一个小镇里头
Where they went to preach
他们在那个地方传道
The local people treated them as a great curiosity
当地的人对待他们好像觉得他们是一种很稀奇的人
Now it is different
现在不同了
People hardly look twice when a foreigner walks down the street
当一个外国人在街道上走的时候人们很少看上他两眼的
The second characteristic of the latter day age
这个末时的时代的第二个特征
is the that knowledge shall be increased
就是知识必增长
No one will deny that we live in an age of advanced scientific learning
没有一个人会否认就是我们正是处在一个科学知识进步的时代
Think of a few of the mechanical inventions
我们想一想一些个在机械方面的发明
during the last 150 years
在过去的150年之间
1803 Fulton's first steamboat
富尔顿的第一个汽船发明
1811 first power printing press
第一个动力印刷机发明
1825 first steam railway engine
第一辆蒸汽火车头
1831 first mower and reaper
就是第一个收割机
1836 first electric telegraph
第一架电报机
1839 first camera
第一架照相机
1846 first sewing machine
第一架缝纫机
1861 first machine gun
第一个机关枪
1864 first typewriter
第一个打字机
1867 first telephone
第一个电话
1892 first automobile
第一辆汽车
1893 first motion picture
第一部活动电影
1895 first x-ray
第一个透视的 X 光机器
1895 first wireless
第一个无线电报机
1903 first piloted airplane
第一架由人驾驶的飞机
1920 first radio broadcasting
第一个无线电广播
1936 first television program
第一次的电视节目
1945 nuclear weapons
核子武器
1957 first earth satellites
第一个人造卫星
Friend, you are living in the very hour of the fulfillment of this prophecy
朋友你正是处在应验这个预言的时代
This is indeed the time of the end
现在的确就是末时了
We are rapidly approaching the great climax of human history
我们正在很快地接近历史的最高潮
Then what?
以后会发生什么呢
Continue the study of these lessons
要继续研究这些课程
And you will find the answer
你就会得到一个解答
Today we have 13 vocabulary words
今天我们一共有13个生字
The first one.
第一个。
Startling.
惊人的。
Startling. The second one. Increases.
增加。
Increases. Three. Transportation.
运输。
Transportation. Four. Contemplating.
计划，想。
Contemplating. Five. Interstellar.
星空的。
Interstellar. Six. Telegraph.
电报。
Telegraph. Seven. Machine gun.
机关枪。
Machine gun. Eight. Typewriter.
打字机。
Typewriter. Nine. Telephone.
电话。
Telephone. Ten. Motion picture.
电影。
Motion picture. 11. Television.
电视。
Television. 12. Nuclear weapons.
核子武器。
Nuclear weapons. 13. Satellites.
人造卫星。
Satellites. Let us read this lesson over in English.
要用英文把这一课再念一遍。
For those who may have tuned in late, we are reading lesson 26.
我们现在所研究的是第26课。
We have mentioned before that the book of Daniel in the Old Testament and the book Revelation in the New Testament are prophetic books. Many of the prophecies in these two books have to do with our day. In this lesson, we will deal with one of them. Remember that Daniel received these visions about 2,500 years ago. Please read with me Daniel 12:4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. In the middle of this verse are the startling words, the time of the end. The end of what? The end of the world. Yes, the Bible teaches that this world, in the state in which we know it, will come to an end. God then tells Daniel two things which will mark the time of the end. Number one, many shall run to and fro, and two, knowledge shall be increased. Let us consider the first one, many shall run to and fro. This is a picture of people traveling. Though there have always been some people traveling, this sign points to a time when suddenly the numbers of traveling people increase greatly. Also, it gives the idea of traveling at increased speed. Run here and there, not just going or walking to and fro. In olden days, it was very difficult to travel. Roads were poor. Transportation was slow. Most people would rather stay at home. The Chinese had a proverb, "Stay home and 1,000 days are fine. Travel and every hour is hard." A century ago, travel on land was by foot, horseback, or ox cart. On sea, it was by small sailboats. 25 miles was considered a good day's journey. Then the bicycle was invented. If roads were smooth and level, one could travel 10 or 15 miles an hour. Then we come to the 20th century. Now there is motorized transport, the motorcycle and the automobile. With these inventions, broad highways are constructed. People can travel 300 to 500 miles a day. Today, we have arrived at the age of air travel. Man is now even contemplating space and interstellar travel. Certainly, modern methods of transportation have made our world shrink in size. In the 16th century, men of Magellan's expedition were the first to go around the world. It took them over 3 years. Now, planes traveling faster than the speed of sound streak around the globe in only a matter of hours. Yes, in the olden days, people stayed at home. They knew little about the world beyond their own hometown. Then Easterners began traveling west, and Westerners began traveling east. When they saw each other, they said, "What queer people!" When my parents went to China in 1909, it took them 6 weeks by steamship to cross the Pacific Ocean. In the little town in Anhui Province, where they went to preach, the local people treated them as a great curiosity. Now it is different. People hardly look twice when a foreigner walks down the street. The second characteristic of the latter-day age is that knowledge shall be increased. No one will deny that we live in an age of advanced scientific learning. Think of a few of the mechanical inventions during the last 150 years. In 1803, we have Fulton's first steamboat. In 1811, we have the first power printing press. In 1825, the first steam railway engine. In 1831, the first mower and reaper. In 1836, first electric telegraph. In 1839, the first camera. In 1846, the first sewing machine. In 1861, the first machine gun. In 1864, the first typewriter. In 1867, the first telephone. In 1892, the first automobile. In 1893, the first motion picture. In 1895, the first X-ray. In 1895, the first wireless. In 1903, the first piloted airplane. In 1920, the first radio broadcasting. In 1936, the first television program. In 1945, the first nuclear weapons. In 1957, the first Earth satellites. Friend, you are living in the very hour of the fulfillment of this prophecy. This is indeed the time of the end. We are rapidly approaching the great climax of human history. Then what? Continue the study of these lessons, and you will find the answer. And so we trust each one of you will study each program with us.
相信每一位一定会继续跟我们研究每一课。
And so, goodbye until the next broadcast.
直到下次收听的时候再会。